A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 12th of December, 2014. It's the birthday of Gustave Flaubert, 1821, Rouen, France, the perfectionist who said, "I spent the morning putting in a comma and the afternoon removing it." He spent 5 years writing Madame Bovary, came out in 1856, the story of Emma, doctor's wife, dissatisfied with her life, wants to experience the passion and excitement and luxury she's only read about in novels. She has two long-term love affairs. She mounts up insurmountable debt and ultimately takes her own life with arsenic. In Chapter 9, Madame Bovary, he wrote, "Deep down in her heart, she was waiting and waiting for something to happen. Like a shipwrecked mariner, she gazed out wistfully over the wide solitude of her life. If so be, she might catch the white gleam of a sail away on the dim horizon. She knew not what it would be, this longed-for bark, what wind would waft it to her, or to what shores it would bear her away. She knew not if it would be burdened with anguish or freighted with joy, but every morning, when she awoke, she hoped it would come that day." The book was banned by the government, and they hauled Flaubert up on charges of offending public morality. He was narrowly acquitted, and Madame Bovary was published in book form 2 months later, and the scandal of the trial was only great publicity, contributing to its success. Flaubert wrote, "It is a delicious thing to write, to be no longer yourself, but to move in an entire universe of your own creating. Today, for instance, as man and woman, both lover and mistress, I rode in a forest on an autumn afternoon under the yellow leaves, and I was also the horses, the leaves, the wind, the words my people uttered, even the red sun that made them almost close their love-drowned eyes." It's the birthday of the painter Edvard Munch, born in Luton, Norway, 1863. His mother, his favorite sister, both died of TB when he was a boy. His father and brother died as well. Another sister went mad. Munch wrote, "I inherited two of mankind's most frightful enemies, the heritage of consumption and insanity. Illness and madness and death were the black angels that stood at my cradle." Most famous painting, of course, was The Scream in 1893. He had a nervous breakdown. Munch gave up drinking. His life settled down, but his later paintings lacked the intensity of his earlier tormented ones. And it's the birthday of the playwright John Osborne, London, 1929, who wrote Look Back in Anger, wrote it in less than a month in 1956, trying to portray the harsh reality of working-class life in England. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, Love for Other Things. It's easy to love a deer, but try to care about bugs and scrawny trees. Love the puddle of lukewarm water from last week's rain. Leave the mountains alone for now, also the clear lakes surrounded by pines. People are lined up to admire them. Get close to the things that slide away in the dark. Be grateful even for the boredom that sometimes seems to involve the whole world. Think of the frost that will crack our bones eventually. Love for Other Things by Tom Hennen, from Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the Universe of Great Ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.